All right, Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. Get my book out here. All right, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, starting verses 17 and 18. It says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Paul is talking to the church of Ephesus here, and he says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise." Now, the Greek word here for unwise means stupid. So what Paul is really telling his readers is, don't be stupid with what you're doing. You know, don't forget the things that you do in darkness, and we've talked about that the last 4 or 5 weeks, will be manifest or made open, and it's going to be brought into the light. You know, the sins that we commit, and you think that you're probably not going to get caught at, believe it or not, you will get caught at them. After all, the Bible says what? Our sins will find us out. Our sins will find us out. You know, he says, don't be stupid and do things that you shouldn't do. You know, Paul wants his readers to understand there's going to be consequences for the things which are, they do contrary to the Word of God. Don't be stupid thinking that you're not going to get caught. Now, you know, people today have a different idea of what's right and what's wrong, don't they? They feel they can take and post anything they want on social media and no one is going to see it, right? I happened to hear this morning on the news about some lady who posted on social media about how terrible her boss was. She got to work that morning, and there was a note on her desk. It says, "Come see me." She walked into her boss's office, and he says, "You're fired. Now what do you think about me?" She says, "Well, I didn't think anybody was going to see it. I was just letting out my inner feelings." He says, "So am I. You're fired." I read something this morning. It says, many people feel that before the internet, the world was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. You know, that's the way people feel today, is everything has to come across the internet. Amen? I mean, that's the way people are. Or text. You know, I what I think is really funny is people text stupid things to people thinking that it won't go anywhere. But do you know that those texts that you send out can be retrieved as much 100 years later? In fact, they're still getting texts that Hillary sent 6 years ago that are going to implicate her into some of the things that she did that she shouldn't have done. Amen. You know, people do stupid things. Paul's saying, hey, don't be unwise. Don't be stupid. And then he goes on to say, but understanding. You notice the one word there? But. You know, whenever you see but, you got to stop. Really? You know what I mean? Paul's telling his readers that he has just given them the negative of what will happen if they're stupid. Now, he goes on to say, understanding what will the will of the Lord is. Now, this is one of the hardest things to discern in our Christian lives, the will of God. You know, I cannot tell you what God's will is for your life. I can't. In fact, I had, Dana text me, and he says, what do you think I should do now? And I said, we'll pray about it. Because God has something for you to do for him. Dana has been coming to church for quite a while, every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And he's told me over and over again, he says, I know God wants me to do more than what I'm doing. But I just don't have the time. Ooh. We're going to see what God has in store for him. You know, I can pray that God will show you what he wants or what his will is for your life, but I can't tell you what God's will is for your life. You know, no one can tell anyone else what God's will is for his or her life. You know, how then can we tell what the will of God is for our life? We need to read God's Word daily. That's the number one thing, is to read God's Word. Stay in God's Word, and I guarantee he will show you what his will is for you. Saturate your mind with the Word of God. We need to have a good prayer life. You know, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. We need to pray all the time. And God's going to show us what his will is for our life. We need to do the work that God has placed in front of us right now. And we need to do it until he changes our direction. In Acts 21:13-14, it says, then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, they ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. You know, here we see Paul ready to go to Jerusalem. The people did not want him to go because they knew there was a very good chance he would not make it out of there. Paul knew that it was God's will for him to go. He had been told by the Holy Ghost to go, and he had peace that he should go. Paul was ready to face death if that's what it took. Paul knew he was in the will of God by going and trying to win as many as he possibly could to the saving knowledge of Christ while he was there. You know, the people tried their hardest to get him not to go. Look at what that verse says. Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? That's in Acts 21:13-14. He says, why is it you're crying? Why are you trying to convince me not to go? They were trying their hardest not to have him go to Jerusalem. And you know, people are going to try to keep us out of God's will. You know, we need to realize that when we know what God's will is, we need to go after it 100%. When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will be done, he wanted only the will of the Father to be done. Now, what's so sad is many times people that we love will try to talk us out of doing God's will. I almost did not become a preacher. I almost didn't. In fact, my brother, Gary, told me right out, he says, "You will never become a good pastor." He was probably right. But I've been here for almost 20 years. And he says, "You need to go to school, get a degree in theology, then go get a master's degree in theology, then go get a doctorate in theology, then maybe you can become a pastor." I looked at him and I said, "What good's a piece of paper?" But you know, he was the first one to realize that I was doing God's will. After we started the church, about a year later, I got a phone call from him, and he says, "I want to tell you how proud I am of you." I said, "For what?" He says, "For not listening to me first, and secondly, being in God's will." You know, I knew it was not God's will for me to go to school. I knew that He wanted me to start the church and win as many as I possibly could to Him. And that's what we've done over the 18 years we've been here. You know, so many times people think that they know more than what we do, what God is telling us, when in essence they don't. We need to do God's will in our life. Then he goes on to say, "Be not drunk with wine." You know, I feel in the day and age that we live today, this verse is not exactly true. The verse should say, "And be not drunk with wine or doped up with drugs." Amen? You know, when a person has an outside source of stimuli, like booze or drugs, they can see and hear a lot of different things. Amen? Amen. You know, when a person comes into my office and says, "I've had a vision or heard a voice from God speak to me," I want to ask them what kind of state of mind they were in before they heard this. I had a man in my office not too long ago, and he says, "I heard God speak to me the other night." I said, "Oh yeah, what party were you at?" He said, "No, it was after I got home." I said, "Were you drunk?" "Well, I had a little bit to drink." I said, "You smoke any dope?" "Well, I had a couple." I said, "So really, God didn't speak to you, did he?" "Do you think maybe?" I said, "No, I know maybe." But you know, Paul's writing the people who celebrated and sacrificed to the God of wine. After they sacrificed, they would get drunk and they'd run around the streets of Ephesus with no clothes on. Just the way it was. After all, who was another god that they worshipped? Diana? The goddess of love and fertility? Why would you want to run around with clothes on, right? Anyway, you know, if a person is drinking, your rational thinking may be a little bit impaired. You know, a person's reaction time is a lot slower. A person's means of communicating is a little bit slurred. A person's thinking is altered. And many times a person's emotional thought pattern is totally changed. And I know that all of us who know people who do drink know lovers and fighters. Amen? You know, if you want to see instant idiot, add alcohol. Amen?
Amen.
You know, most priests would get drunk with wine and say they had premonitions from God. They would say that they had visions and prophesied prophecies which never came true. But he says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the very moment that we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes in, dwells in us. We're always filled with the Holy Spirit. But if we fill our minds with booze, then guess what? We don't have any communication with the Holy Spirit. We block the communications with the Holy Spirit. The minute we add alcohol, guess what? The Holy Spirit says, you don't need me. You've got an artificial stimuli, you don't need me. And he will shut himself off. We don't lose him, but he's not there to help us. How can the Holy Spirit tell us God's will when we have our minds clouded with the evil spirits that come out of the bottle of Satan? People say, well, you can't preach against drinking. I just did.
Amen.
Notice, Paul just said wine. He did not even get into the strong drinks. Bourbon. There's another B word.
Brandy.
Oh, do you drink that? Oh. Brandy. Whiskey. I mean, you know, he never got into that, did he? He just used wine. You know, we're not even to have a social drink of wine. Any alcohol can cause brain damage. And if it caused brain damage, it's going to cause separation between us and the Holy Spirit. We need to stay away from the things which are going to harm this temple, and we need to build on a firm foundation which cannot be moved. You know, we need to have a clear head and a clean heart before an Almighty God. If we will allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us and not worry about having some supernatural power, we're going to live an understanding and glorifying life for the Lord. But you know, there's an awful lot of people today who I call fence walkers. Have you ever heard of the movie Fire Walker? I never saw it, but I heard of it. That's why I used it. But anyway, but I call them fence walkers. They'll walk the fence because they want to stay as close to sin as they can, but yet they want to stay close to Christianity too. You know, they're the type of people that will say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to church when it's convenient for me. I'm going to pray when I have time. I'm going to open my Bible when I don't have anything else to do. But if next door Sally comes and wants to have a glass of wine, yeah, let's do it, baby. Right? I get the biggest charge out of my sister-in-laws. Every time they post something on social media, and it's for my wife and my sake, believe it or not, they have either a bottle or a glass of wine sitting there alongside them. Last time I talked to her older sister, I said, do you ever take a waking moment without a glass of wine? She goes, what? I said, every time I see a picture of you, you got a glass of wine in front of you. I said, are you an alcoholic or what? She hasn't spoke to me since. I don't know why. You would think that maybe some good criticism might sink in. But that's what happens when you drink too often. Your brain cells. You know, that's one thing about Ovid. Ovid can never drink. Did you know that? He only has one brain cell. And I keep telling him that. I think I've got him convinced. I told him, I said, don't ever drink. He says, why? Because I said, it'll kill the only brain cell you have. But you know, what we need to do is we need to realize that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not with the spirit of Satan. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for all you've done for us. I pray that you